This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Eric and Banning is on for dumb, drunk, or drugs. How do you think you're going to do, Eric?
I think I'm going to ace this one.
All right, here we go. Real headline. A guy at a gentleman's club tried to attack the janitor, but the janitor beat him up.
Drunk.
Drugs.
This was dumb. Really dumb, because he picked a fight with the wrong janitor. After the overly confident Oklahoma man became upset at the club, he picked a fight with the janitor. Well, the jujitsu janitor defended himself by hitting the guy with a broom. The concussed coward was taken to the hospital for medical attention and then arrested. As for the champion custodian, I guess you could say he swept the floor with him.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
One more chance to win them before you can buy them tickets to K-Frog's first annual Christmas Throwdown happening December 5th. Those tickets officially going on sale later this morning, 10 a.m. at kfrog.com. But let's hook somebody up right now.
Yep, it's our countdown to Christmas. Good morning. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Dave from Wildomar.
Dave, did you hear what the category is for our countdown to Christmas?
I did. I have to name 5 hobbies that Santa does in the off-season.
Bingo. All right. If you're ready, we're going to start the clock.
I'm ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
He coaches Elf Olympics. He trains polar bears. He likes to water ski. He likes to work on old sleighs. And he builds adult toys in the off season, because sometimes you got to make that money.
Okay. We're going to say adult toys, like water skis and...
Yeah, boats and water skis and all the fun stuff that adults like to do.
Okay.
You're bordering that naughty list right there with that one, Dave, but I like it. Let's send you to the show.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much.
Tucker Wetmore, Dasha, Hudson Westbrook, and Mackenzie Carpenter. It's all happening December 5th. You're going to be out there with us. What is on your Christmas wish list?
You know, I just want my wife and kids to have a great Christmas and be thankful for the stuff that we can provide.
Aw, you sound amazing.
Well, thank you. Even though I'm on the naughty list, I got a little bit of good to me.
Do we dare ask why?
I think it's best if we just say less.
Yeah.
I never know what's going to come out of your mouth next. I'm surprised you didn't make a joke about me being in the Elf Olympics.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Not about you, Anthony. I'm trying to stay on the nice list.
You know what I do like that he said, though? I could see Santa being like one of those like old car guys, but I like how he said he works on old sleds.
Yeah, vintage sleighs. And, oh, I'm sorry. That's a 1389.
And then from there, it was all downhill with him.
Hey, tickets to the show going on sale later today, 10 a.m., kfrog.com. Grab yours out there so we can see you at the party.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
You spent $40 on tater tots the other day?
You would think I have some weird tater tot obsession, like I'm stocking the deep freezer full of carbs.
And it was 3 bags?
It was 3 15-ounce bags, Kelly.
So doing the math, they were each, like, what, a little over $12?
Well, yeah, 12 and change. almost closer to the $13 end.
Okay, when you sent me this picture and said, hey, how much do you think these tater tots are? I was like, I don't know, like five something. Because I knew you were at Sprouts. It was going to be a little more expensive. But over $12 a bag is ridiculous.
The problem was we don't typically buy tater tots. You know how like my household works? It's very, you know, we try to do the clean eating. We always, you know, read the labels on bags. So my wife found this recipe on Pinterest. And it was kind of like these itty bitty teeny little sliders. Like the tater tots were the buns, essentially, of like a little burger.
Okay.
And she said, hey, when you go, see if there's kind of like some tots on like the healthier end with not a lot of, you know, ingredients in it, whatever. I said, okay, I'll take a look. And I'm looking through bags and bags and bags. Everything has bad stuff. And then I found one. The only two ingredients were, it was like organic potatoes and avocado oil. That's it. I'm like, oh, perfect.
And then you saw the price.
I take a look at the price. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Three times as much as everything else.
And you bought three bags.
But then, genius me, I'm like, okay, well, I'm holding the bag. And I look down. I'm like, well, there's only two bags left. Like, this must be a hot item. Maybe there's a reason why they're so expensive. So I decided to grab the other two. Because all you just throw it in the freezer, right? You can revisit it anytime you want. Football season's coming up. We'll be doing a lot of cooking. But I'm walking around the store, and the entire time in the back of my mind is, dude, you're about to spend what on tater tots?
$40 on tater tots.
Unbelievable. These better be good.
They better be really good. Like, they better cook themselves for $40.
You're dang right.
But I will say, going to the grocery store, whether it's tater tots or meat, or there's this guava juice. It's like organic guava juice that I really like from Costco, and the kids like it too. And I went the other day to go pick it up, and it was like $2 more expensive. And I was like, wait, what? That's not the normal price. It's the sticker shock of going grocery shopping. Sometimes I get to the checkout and I'm like, oh, you mean that half basket was $200?
Mm-hmm. That sticker shock and then
yes.
The receipt shock at the very end once you check out and you're close to $400 for one quick little grocery stop.
Oh, my kids think it's hysterical. We went to Costco the other day, checked out, and Colt's like, Mom, can I see the receipt? And I was like, okay. And I thought, you know, he wants to take it to check out because they give him a little happy face, you know? And he's like, $300? And I was like, yeah, you guys are expensive.
You guys are about to get a summer job.
Right? Going grocery shopping now is like the worst game of supermarket sweep ever. You're like, I don't want to guess the price on that because the prices are outrageous. Although nobody has beat your $40 in tater tots yet.
Ridiculous, right?
That's just crazy.
Now, at the end of the day, it didn't have to be $40. I made that decision on my own. One bag could have just been around $13, but...
And even that, I probably would have gone, nah, we're good.
And you would have been so shocked at how small the bag was, too.
Well, and you know you could have made your own tater tots, too, for that price.
Okay, Betty Crocker.
All right, some other things people weighing in saying they had total sticker shock. 909, 100% agree with this. 12 back of soda the other day, $9.
So when it comes to, because I saw that one, I saw somebody said chocolate syrup. There's another one that said chips. At that point, once you see those items are that much, don't you think like, okay, hey, we're going to cut that out. That's not going to be in the budget.
Oh, yeah. Sodas, we won't do sodas. And not that we buy a lot of soda as it is, but for $9, that's enough for me to go, nope, not going to buy it. And chips, on the other hand, because my kids do like chips in their lunch, if they're like the actual price on the bag, like $5.49 and it's half air, I'm like, no, we won't buy that. We'll wait till they're on sale and mommy will buy, instead of, you know, 4 for $10, we'll buy 8 bags hang on to it.
The sizing of it, too. You mentioned the bag of chips.
Yeah.
It's only like a quarter of the way full and the rest is air.
Yeah. Well, and 760 pointed out, it's not just that prices are going up, but the sizing of packaging is also getting smaller. That shrinkflation that everybody talks about.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that with some of the things you buy? I'm like, wait. This is little. It used to be a bigger bottle or a bigger bag.
And then I find myself, when it is time to open whatever the item is and start eating it, I'm only eating small portions because I'm like, well, I need this to last.
Right.
And I'm hungry all the time.
714, I would find a new market because they said the other night they were in the middle of making dinner and needed avocados. So they ran out to the little Mexican market by their house. Three avocados cost them
$20.
Three.
That's when you start driving around your neighborhood. You look at your neighbor's trees to see if they have any avocados and you do some picking.
Oh, is that creeper Anthony in our tree again? Must be out of avocados.
Shake it, shake it.
Can I borrow some $12 tater tots?
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
This is either going to be a dream come true or a nightmare, and I'm not sure which way I'm leaning. It is time for the big reveal of the surprise that you have been teasing me about all week.
And as you can see, next to me, I have brought a friend in. Real live person.
I know.
All I have told you is his name is Mike.
Okay.
And you've never met him before. You've never seen Mike ever in your life.
No.
Right? So here are the list of clues that I gave you. We'll run through them one more time. It's not a concert, not a play, but you will be front and center on display. Reach up high and touch your toes. You'll need to stretch before it goes. It starts with a signal and ends with a cheer. One small motion for all to hear. Hit all the right steps. Make sure your timing is tight. It's over if you fall. Better get it right. What's going through your mind right now?
I have no idea because I thought, okay, maybe it's going to be like a first pitch somewhere because I told you a really long time ago that was like one of my bucket list items that I wanted to do. But then you talked about like being on cue and not tripping because you're going to fall. So I have no idea.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a couple options here. Just by looking at Mike, I want you to try and figure out what does he do for a living, okay? So here's your three options.
No, he's intimidating the way he's staring at me right now, though.
5'10 and a half, buck 60 frame. Totally intimidating. You nailed it.
Option one, is Mike the play-by-play voice for a local baseball team?
Okay.
Option two, is Mike a casting director for a popular reality TV show?
Oh, gosh.
Or is Mike the marketing director for a professional basketball team?
I feel like he could be all of them.
That a girl.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to cross out reality show.
Okay. Okay, before you go any further, Mike is going to reveal who he is and what you're going to be doing just after 7 o'clock.
I can't take any more of this teasing. Can you just tell me what I'm going to be doing? I feel like you're making me jump through hoops and you're enjoying this too much.
Well, today is the big day. We're going to reveal what you're doing and our special guest here, Mike, that's all I'm going to tell you, just his name. You have two options of what you think Mike does for a living, and that's a play-by-play announcer for a baseball team or the marketing director for a big basketball team.
You do have a nice voice.
Aw.
So
it's not even AI.
And you're funny. I'm going to say.
Who told you that?
He's a play-by-play announcer. He's got too much wit. He's quick on his feet.
Mike, if you could introduce yourself and tell Kelly what the big surprise is.
Kelly, this won't be me per se, but I'm going to reenact what could be happening within, you know, say a few days for you in your future.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, taking the field from K-Frog. Let's welcome to throw out tonight's ceremonial first pitch, Kelly.
Woo!
Let's go. Now, that's not actually going to be me. I'm on the radio, so I'm just going to be dab, 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 dab. But you, my dear, will be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes here coming up in just a few short
days. Oh, my God.
On Country Night, Wednesday, August 20th, you will be there on the mound. Yes, living one of your dreams.
I am so nervous right now. Like, I need to go practice.
I was going
to
say, her son plays baseball. He's very good. So Carter's going to have to really give you some tips on pitching and all of that stuff because you got to get ready pretty quickly here.
Okay,
and
the 20th?
He's going to be down there on the field. So not only is he coaching you up, but he's going to be present.
We'll have the fam down there and everything. We'll get video. So make sure you're on your game. Don't embarrass us.
Okay, no pressure.
Mike, for the big game, if we want some of our listeners to come out and see Kelly throw the pitch, where's the best place for them to get tickets?
You bet. So rcquakes.com. We're, of course, the Dodger affiliate here in the California League, and we're headed for the California League playoffs by virtue of winning the first half. It's been a great year. It's obviously a great time to be a Dodger, as you know, all they do is win, no matter what. And it's going to be awesome. And if y'all want to come out and see Kelly and give her some support, maybe even some tips, it's rcquakes.com. We'll see you in a few days.
Thank you guys so much. I am so excited.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I like your outfit. Said no one ever, Anthony, rolling in your Padres jersey.
That is so not nice to say.
I'm just starting the trash talking because this weekend we have a big wager against each other. So I can't be nice to you. Not about baseball. Not this weekend.
No, that's fine. We do. We have our little weekend wager, Padres-Dodgers, going at it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we cannot have a little bet without a wickedly good punishment.
We have a problem. We can't just watch the like sports teams and be like, oh, my team beat you. Oh, great. Yay. Woo. No, it's like, okay, you want to bet on it? What's the punishment? But we threw the punishment out to the K-Frog family, gave you three options to choose from.
We did. Those options were, give me a sec, Kel.
Where, I'll tell you.
Hang on.
Wearing a jersey to a concert. If you are the loser, you have to wear the winning team's jersey to a concert.
That's right. You also had to go out in public with a temporary tattoo designed by the winner.
Who also gets to pick the placements. You would look so good with a neck tattoo.
And the most popular one, which I think this will be pretty funny, is taking a pie to the face.
I don't know why that got as many votes as it did, but even when I was talking about it with my family last night, Carter was like, yeah, Mom, pie to the face. And then Art chimes in. Arp's like, that's the one I voted for. I was like, you voted? So that's it.
That's the one.
That's it.
Now, how's this going to work? Are we going to do like a full pie, or is it just going to be like whipped cream and like the little tin?
I feel like we got to do like a pie.
Because we want to have breakfast afterwards.
Let's not think of it. I'm the fatty. What are you talking about?
It just sounds good. We can't let a good pie go to waste.
No offense to you, but I'm not going to eat a pie after it's been in your face.
Because I have a beard. There might be hair in it.
No, that's just gross. There's oils and things on your face. Not just you, every
we
face.
We have pretty clean faces, though. I would eat it. If I get to pie you, I'll eat it. I'll sit down with you.
I have makeup on.
I'm not going to eat it off your face.
Please don't lick my cheek.
Scrape it off, and I'll eat whatever is left in the tin. Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a little awkward.
Don't do makeup or anything before you come in. I'll pie ya, and then.
Well, I don't plan on losing. My Dodgers are going to win the series.
Highly doubt it with the way that they've been playing lately.
I told you, we got that out of the way. We're ready to go. That's motivation to kick some Padre butt.
Kelly, you ever been stuck in quicksand before?
No, we're not going there again. Game time tonight, 7:10 in L.A. We'll see who the big winner is. According to Anthony, everybody's going to be a winner because it's pie all around.
It's pie day.
Rich, are you a baseball fan?
Yes, I am.
Okay, who are you going for, Dodgers or Padres this weekend?
You're going to hang up on me, probably. I'm going to go for the Padres.
Oh, gosh.
I like this guy. I like Rich.
You're right, I am. I'm kidding. I'm not really.
He hung up on you. He did.
All right. Ant, we got a text from the 323. We do have a punishment for this series of loser takes a pie to the face. 323 says we should let everybody else pick what type of pie it is.
Everybody else, like everybody listening to
yeah.
the show? No.
Why are you so quick to say no? Do you think it's going to be like evil?
You know what? I'm going to take that back because they will probably let me off the hook a little bit easier than you would.
Why?
You would probably give me something that I don't like. You know what you would do? You'd probably like hide something in the pie.
What are you allergic to?
See, exactly.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm balloon up.
I'm kidding. We would not do that.
We could take suggestions. Sure, if people want to throw out some ideas.
All right. Best pie to take to the face. What do you think it is? You could call or text us, 888-431-3764.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and... we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.